You're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and 8 lines down, the 2 dots. Nechasim Shehein Shel B'nei Bris. So we're continuing in the Mishnah, and says the Mishnah, a person is chayav if he damages Nechasim Shehein Shel B'nei Bris, which means Jewish property. So Gemara asks, L'meutaymai, as opposed to what? If it's coming to exclude that of a goy, that if one damages the property of a goy, he's like his shore, in other words, damages the property of a goy, he's pater. It's taught already later on in the Mishnah. It says, shor shel Yisrael, shenagach shor shel v'chachavim, pater. So we already know that. So the Gemara says, einachanami tana v'hadar mefarish. At first it says it just briefly, Nechasim Shel, hints to it, Nechasim Shel B'nei Bris, and later it gets into details. But in Echanami, they're both talking about the same thing. Okay, let's say it. Weiter, it says in the Mishnah, Nechasim Hamyuchadim, that one is chayev if he damages, only if he damages Nechasim that are miyuchad, that they belong to a specific person. Ask the Gemara, as opposed to what? Limiutei Mai. Amar Rav Yehuda lemeute ze omer shorcha hizik veze omer shorcha hizik. That if one says it was your shore that damaged, and one says no, it was your shore that damaged, and wasn't clear which shore he damaged. So then he's not chayav. So Gemara says hatani lekaman. We learned that already. Also later on in the Mishnah, it says hayushnaim rodfim achar echad. There were two shvarim that they were running after of two different people. You know, Reuven's and Shimon's shore were running after Levi's shore. Rodfim achar echad, and it damaged. One of the two damaged it. So Zeomer Shorcha Hizik, Vezeomer Shorcha Hizik, Shneim Pturim. And we don't know which it was. And each one says it was your shore. No, it was your shore that damaged Levi's shore. And they're Pturim. So Agav's interesting. They asked the question there. The Lashon's a little bit funny, right? Because they're not, they don't have a, they're not Bali Dinim, Reuven and Shimon, you know, who's one of the shores attacked Levi. It should, you know, it's between Levi and Reuven, or Levi and Shimon. It's not between Reuven, but here it says, it's Reuven says, it was your shore to damage the Levi, and Shimon says back to Reuven, no, it was your shore, but they're not Bali dealing with each other. There's nothing to do with them. It's a matter of, the one that got damaged. Like Levi is supposed to say, it was your shore to damage, and he goes, no, don't, what was his? You know, he goes on, oh, it was your shore to damage. So it should say really Shoro Yizik or Shoro Yizik. A funny lesson.
He's accused them both, and they're arguing with each other.
Yeah, but they don't have to argue with each other. Nothing to do with each other, right?
Well, they're not me.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do. They're not Bali Dinim. They don't carry. You know, it's real. It's okay. Anyways, so since we don't know who it is, so they're Pturim, and so that we know that already. That if we don't know specifically, you can't claim. It says you're right. Tani v'hadar mefarash. It says it briefly again, and it says the details later on. V'basni satana. And then we have a b'risa that tells us another thing was coming to Mimayit, that of Nechasim Yuchadim, is to exclude Nichsei Hefker. So Gemara says, hey Chidami, what's the case exactly? That the Torah the Hefker is talking about if your shore gore is a Hefker shore that you don't have to pay. So obviously, right, Uman Tavale, who's asking you to pay? The shore is Hefker, it doesn't belong to anybody, so nobody's asking you to pay anything. So what's the chiddush? Ella, the Nagach Torah, the Hefker, the Torah Didan, Ella Ma, is talking about the Hefker shore damages your shore. And then, it's coming to tell that Hefker shore is Pater. So also, of course, Lezi Velesi. So if the shore is Hefker gores you, just take the shore. It's Hefker. You want to, you know, it owes you the money, so just take it. So that's also not the case. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Bishakadam v'zachabo acher, meaning the shore was Hefker, it damaged you or your shore, or whatever. And then after that, somebody took it. And it was Zochin in it afterwards. And now you want to go to that person and say, excuse me, give me that shore. That shore, you know, before you took it, was gored by shore. So Kamash Malan, that you don't take away the shore from that person that grabbed it. Ravina Mar Limute Nagach Vacharkach Hiktish Nagach Vacharkach Hifkir, that it Nechasim Yuchadim is coming to tell us to exclude the case of where the shore, your Reuven shore gored, and then after it gored, the owner made it Hefker, or he made it Hegdish. The Tanya Namihachi, that in other words, that the Torah is not Machayev you in such a case. So says we see a brisa like that, Tanya Mihachi, that a person's shore gored and then he made it Hefker, or it's Makdishit in this case. Yet there are Kain, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that not only a shore that has no bailim at the Shas Negicha is the shore, as we're going to see, Pater from Skila, but rather a Filu Nagach V'Charkach Higdish, even if it gored and then he was Makdishit, Nagach V'Charkach Hifkir, it gored and then he made it Hefker, Pater, the shore is Pater from Skila. Shnei Mars, it says, but when about a shore killing a person, it says v'hu ad bivalav v'hemis ish, etc. And it says a shore yisakel v'gam balav yumas. So we learn from here that the only mekayim the din of skila on the shore only ad shetehe hamisa v'hamada bedin shavin. That the misa of the man, you know, when he killed the man, and hamada bedin, everything stayed the same, and it was still owned by the person. Then you put the shore to death, shavin kechad. So here we see that's the same idea, like Ravina said, that shore, therefore there was mafkir, some the owner mafkir to make the kodesh or whatever. It's pater. So Gemara says, what about Gemar Din? Gemar Hadin lo ba'inan. What you only need that has to be the same, have ownership when the accident or when it occurred, and Hamad Abedin. What about Gemar Din? I ha ashore yisakel. The Gemar Din who dixiv. Tavka says you stoned the shore after the Gemar Din. So Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Ela Ema. The shore is only chayv skila ad shetehe misa ve'amad abedin ugmar adin shavin kechad. That you have all of the things. Okay.
Somebody owes $1,000,000 for a shore, and he has a shore that is worth 10 shekels, he can just be mafkir.
Right. And it's worth. Right. Good deal. Okay. Okay, Rashi. Limute zeh mer shachayzik sheino yodei ashor shel mihiziko. You don't know who's the one that damaged. Shehayu imo shvarim shel nashim arbe. Could be a number of shvarim around, a number of people. You don't know which one's the one he really killed. Miuchadim demasnisin achimashma shehu kol nechasim sheziku miuchadim laadam echad. And therefore, the taich in the Mishnah is that the miuchadim means that all the nechasim. That it damage have to be our miuchadim have to be belong to one specific person, so you know who it was that you damaged. Shem bem safek. Shneim shayu rodfim, shnei shvarim shel shnei bnei adam shayu rodfim achar shor shel echad. We said two running after one. Okay, b'shachanim bezacha. But we said after it damaged achar sheziko, he was zochin the hefker kamash molan that you can't take the shore from him. Lemutei nagach v'achar kach higdish d'achim mashmesh yu miyuchadim la'adam echad la'olam. Means it has to be the whole time belonging to one person. Mishas negicha ad shas amad v'din v'hu ad bivalav v'emit ish v'shor v'sakel v'gam v'lav yumat d'mashmesh shehe bo ba'al echad. Has to be the same owner the whole time. Mishas amad v'ad shas mishas ha'ada until ad shas hamad v'din. Okay, shavin ke achad bebal achad, has been the same owner. Okay, now we're going back to the Gemara. We said again in the Mishnah, chutz mirshut hamiyuchad lamazik, that you're not chayev if unless you're chayev in all cases except for the where the it's the damage happens in the reshus that it belongs to the mazik. In other words, shore comes into your yard and then your shore gores it. So the reason is the Amar Le Torach Birshusi Mabai. Very simple, he says, what is your shore doing in my yard? No right to begin or to be there to begin with. So therefore, when his shore gores it, he's potter because he shouldn't have been here. Okay. Next, we learned in the Mishnah, Rishusa Nizak Vihamazik. When it's a common common reshus for the mazik and the nizak. You know, those two people have a common courtyard, let's say, they own it together, and they both have their shvarim in there, and Ruvain Shor Gor Shimon, so then he's pater according to this. Because if it belongs to both. Well, we'll see it's a machloikas right now. Okay, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rabimi, Chatzir Shutvim. If you have two shutvim that they're allowed to put in their things in the courtyard, Chayav ba al Shein ve'al Regel. So they're Chayav on Shein ve'Regel. Now Shein ve'Regel we know is only Chayav in Rishus HaNizak, not in the Rishus HaRabim. Right? It's being in the Nizak's property. So here, that's the question. Here, well, it is the Nizak's property, but also the Mazik's property as well, because they're Shutfim. So the question is he Chayav? So says Rav Chista, he is Chayav al Shein V'Regel, so we considered it, as if it's Rishus HaNizak, even though it's also Rishus HaMazik as well. V'Hachi Kamar, and this is what it means, this is how you're supposed to touch up the Lashon and Mishnah. We read it like this, because Lamais it says in the Mishnah, Chus mir shusam yuchedet lemazik de pater, and then it says after that, Urashusa nizak vamazik. So, how do you read that? So Rav Chista reads it the following, Chus mir shusam yuchad lemazik de pater, as we saw before, because he says, what is your shor doing in my property? Then there's a psik, and then after that, it's a separate case. Then we have Urashusa nizak vamazik, kishahizi chavamazik. It's like a separate inyan, which is the end of the Mishnah. In other words, however, which is a shus a nizak and a mazik, then kashizik chava mazik. Then if he damaged, he is chayav. Because it's a common courtyard, that's considered stay acher, and therefore you're chayav. That's how he reads the Mishnah. So that's Rav Chista. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says you're patr al shein v'rego. Now that we treat it like Rishus HaRabim, because it belongs to both, so it's like Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you're patr. V'hachi kamar, and this is how you have to touch the Mishnah. You read it all together. Chus mir shusam yuchad lemazik, that's your pater. Ura shusam nizak v'amazik, also nami pater. The ptur is going on both of those cases. They're both pater, so therefore it's common courtyard. Shusam mazik v'anizak pater. So if that's the case, what about the last words in the Mishnah then? And it says, kashich zichav amazik, what about that? So he says, that's teaching me something else. Kashich zichav amazik is letuye karen, to include karen, that we don't have in our first Mishnah, according to one of the opinions. That's what Gemara says right now. Hanicha l'shmuel, so they want to say that the last words here is coming to include karen. Well, that's good according to Shmuel, which we learned way back at the beginning of the Masechet. Right, that he says that when it says in the Mishnah, Mave, it's Shein, and Shor is Regel, so we're missing Karen. So very good. So now in this Mishnah, Kishik Zechava Mazik, that's our missing Karen. So that fits in according to Shmuel. El, according to Rav, that he says Mave is Adam, and when it says Shor in the first Mishnah, it's referring to all aspects of Shor, Shein, Karen, and Regel, so everything, including Karen. So now, Kishik Sav Mazik is extra over here. So therefore, Tana Shor V'chol Milei to Shor, so Chava Mazik Latuye Mai, was it coming to include? So more answers, something else. Talatuye Hadet Tan Rabbanan, it's including that which we learned in the Brisa, so that here it is, Kishik Sav Chava Mazik is coming to include Lavi Shomer Chinam Ve'a Shoel Nosei Sachar Ve'a Socher Shizika Behema Birshutan. So if it's a tam, mishalem chesi nezek. If it's a mua, mishalem nezek shalem. And the brisa concludes nifrit sabalaila. If it breaks out at night from the area, the fenced in area that the animal is in, osha partsu alistim v'yatsa, or the break in by thieves and then the animal left, v'zika pater, then the shomer is pater. So that so it's coming to include these cases, which we're going to discuss in a minute, exactly what's going on. But these shomrim that have this animal and the damages, so they're pater, you're chayev. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's just make do some Rashi's first. Shavin kechad. Okay, chutz mirshusam hamazik miyuchedet lamazik sheim nichnas shor nizak bechatzir hamazik miziko. Right, so a shore wanders into your yard, and then your shore gores it, shore a mazik is patur. Chatzir shutfim chayaba. Hakasuv ala shein ve'ala regel. According to the Rav Chista, you're chayv in shein regel if it's chaser shutfim. Imachla b'emto shelzeh, peirosav shelzeh. Reuven and Shimon are partners, and Reuven shore in the courtyard eats Shimon's fruit. Oh, darsa al kelav or regel, right? It steps on his kelim, chayav. Why? The besadeh acher, karina b'das kal, sadeh acher. V'lo havi kir shusarab. That's not called shusarabi. Mikol shekein ala keren v'toldosa v'dais chayav da hafila b'shusa rabim nami chayav. With the katani masnisin, reshus anisach ve'amazik is going adalabasrei kai. It's going on what's coming afterwards. Vachi kamar. That's how you have to read it. Reshus anisach ve'amazik kegon chaser shutvim. Reshisach ve'amazik yirchayev. Who b'shein v'regel kamar is talking about shein v'regel. The bekeren ilo yistrich lemeimar da b'shusa rabim. The yesh l'shneim reshus ba'nami chayev. So vada yirchayev when in reshusa rabim. Ela b'shein v'regel kamar v'chamash malan da lav k'shusa rabim dami. Kami tez, it's not like reshusa rabim. Reshusa nizak v'amazik nami patur. This is the second opinion, right? That of Rabbi Elazar. B'shein v'regel kamar d'ba'inan u'bi'er b'steyacher. Aval keren chayev de lo gara reshusa rabim. It's not worse than Shus Rabbi. Kijizkav a mazik latuye karen, the Rabbi Elazar, the imishum metav, ha tanale resha, we already learned it in the resha. Latuye karen, the chayav elav, the ischayav on karen, the lo tanya le leel, bahadi arba avos. Because his karen is not included, at least according to Shmuel, in the arba avos. Hanichal Shmuel damar beresh pirki, mdet mavezeh shein, vetanashor le ruglo, min mavezeh lishino, es shein. So Yitzrich, therefore, I'm missing Karen. Very good. So now here's our Karen. Yitzrich, hala to a Karen. El Rav, the Amar, the Mavez, the Adam, and Shor, Vitana, Behedia, Behade, Arba, Avos, is including everything, Lechomili, Tanya, to Yemai. So what is the Chavamazi coming to include? Okay, Tam Mishalim Chetzi Nezek, says Rashi Muad Nezek Shalim, Mefarshal Kameh, Nifritza, Bekotel Belaila, Mele, this falls down by itself. Bekotel She'ein Aruah is not talking about a shaky wall, which he should have known is going to fall, and they would be Chayev then, and Kamar, the Havileonis. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, Amar Mar. Now we're going back to the Brisa, the end of the Brisa, talking about the various Shomrim, what's exactly going on. Kachisi chava mazik, we said was Lavi, Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Shnosachar, and Asocher. Now Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, exactly who's damaging whom? Okay, with these, the shores, the person's watching the shore, and then what happened exactly? Ilei medazke Torah de Mashiel, le Torah de Shoel. So let's say we have Reuven is the one that lent the shore to Shimon. Right? Reuven lent his shore to Shimon. And then, if we're talking about the Azke Torah de Mashiel, the Reuven shore, which is by Shimon now, Shimon's borrowing it, then Gor is Shimon's shore, that Reuven is Chayev, so that can't be. Why? Because Le Malay, Reuven could say to Shimon, the Mashiel, the one at Lente, could say to Shimon, excuse me, I have to pay you. He says, the Ilu Azik Be'alma, if my shore would have damaged some other guy's shore, right? You borrowed my shore, and then my shore gored somebody, right? By shlumeyat, you'd have to pay because you're a shomer, you're responsible now while it's in your issue, so that it doesn't go damage or whatever, and you'd be chayev. So hashta de azke le torah didang. So now it went and it didn't gore some other shore where you'd be responsible, but gored your shore. Now all of a sudden I'm chayev. But you know the shlumey, I have to pay now. So that's the campy. Ella the Azke Torah the Shoah the Torah the Mashiel. Maybe it's talking about the opposite. Okay, now the Reuven gives the shore to Shimon to bore. Shimon borrows Reuven's shore. And then while it's by Shimon, Shimon's shore gored this borrowed shore. Okay, that he's borrowing. And it says he has to pay Chetzi Nezek and Nidah Shalem, depending on if it's a Tamamud or whatever. So the Gemara said it also can't be. Why? Because Le Malay Ilu Itzik Me Alma by Shlume Kule Torah Hashda Dazke Torah Didach Palka Diska Huda Nimishametli. In other words, says if you were watching my shore, right? So if some other shore from out there would have came and gored it, okay, you'd have to pay me, says Reuven, the whole value of my shore. Why? Because you're a shomer, you're responsible for it. So if I come to pick up my shore that you bore, say, sorry, it's gone, it was killed, you'd have to pay me what? The whole value of the shore. So now, just because it was your shore that killed my shore, now you only have to pay me chetzi nezek, it was the tam. Why don't you pay chesed nezik? You're responsible for my shores. You have to give me the whole value. No, because it was yours. Some other shore guard, you have to give me the full value. Because you're a shore guard, now you only have to pay me chesed nezik. So that's no good either. Lo'olam de'aske, excuse me, Torah de'mashil Torah de'shoa. So we're going back to the first tukimta. It's talking about a case, therefore, like we tried to say at first, where Reuven shore gored Shimon shore, and then now Reuven has to pay. And even though we said that if it goes and gores some other shore, we said that Shimon's responsible because he's a shoel, he's watching it, so he's really responsible. So the Gemara says that hachba ma'iskin, to get around that problem, is the kibel alav shmiras gufo. Turning to you, give yudalad amal aleph. Velo kibel alav shmiras nezakav. We're talking about a specific case where he beferish said, Shimon said to Reuven, listen, I'll watch your shore that nothing happens to it while I have it, but if it goes out and damages, so then I'm not responsible. Not responsible for that. And then fine, and it did do damage. What damage did it do? It gored Shimon's shore. So he said, look, you have to pay me. Just like it would gore some other shore, you'd have to pay me because I didn't take responsibility for that. And then so you have to pay if it gored my shore also. What's the difference? And therefore, that's why he's chayav. Okay, let's see. Rashi's. Okay, lemalei the mashiel to the shoel ilu aski should be like shori shor shel adam acher etc. By shlumi le sharei shmirato alech, because you're the one that's watching it. Ela da aski torah the shoel the torah the mashiel that Shimon shor goes Reuven shor uktani chetzi nezik lemalei bailim. Why are you only paying me chetzi? Ilu itzig mema im hiziku shor shel adam achev would have gored some other shore, and by lishlumi if found some other shore would have gored it. So by chlumi li kule nitzke, now when I come to get my shore and it's dead, you'd have to pay me the whole value. Da hasho el chayav onsin. So the hashtag now, because it's because it was your shore, you don't have to pay me chetzi nezik. We said lo olam daske torah de rashi le torah de shoel. So we're going back to the first ukimta vekamar chayav mashi lishalem. And when Reuven shore goes Shimon shore, he has to pay. Ah, the kashal echari shoel mutal de shomer shlo yizik. Oh, but the shoel Shimon has to watch it that didn't gore, so he himself had to watch it. So if he gored the shore, why should Shimon Reuven be chayav? The answer is because shekibal alav hashoel shmiras gufo shelo yizikenu acher, that it shouldn't become damaged. During Yudala Manalef and Rashi, velo kibal alav shmiras nezakav im yizik hu es acherim, but not if it damages others, that he didn't mekabel on himself.